My theme as we go through these weeks is basically the same. My objective is to take the truth of the Bible, a very big book, and summarize it and hit the highlights so that we can begin to understand it.
他说我们最近的主题呢，一直都是啊，怎么样能让我们把这本很大的圣经呢，以一个主线的方式来解出来，来看看圣经到底想告诉我们的信息是什么。
The question is, what is the Bible all about?
那问题呢，就是圣经在讲什么事。
My Bible is 1500 pages, that's a lot of words. What does it summarize down to?
他的手上的圣经呢，有1500页啊，是一本很厚的书，怎么样能把它总结出来呢？
And there's a part of the Bible where the author, under the Spirit of God, has explained what he is writing and why.
有的时候呢，圣灵带着圣经的一些作者啊，能够讲出来啊，他想说的是什么，能够总结出来。
His summary is very enlightening and helpful, so let's turn to it.
啊，这样的总结呢，非常有帮助啊，也能够启示我们的，我们来看一看。
This is the book of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音，约翰福音的二十章。
And we're going to look at verses 30 and 31.
二十章的三十节和三十一节。
John says, and I will read it, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.
约翰福音二十章二三十节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So John is one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰呢，是主耶稣的门徒之一。
He lived with the Lord Jesus Christ daily for 3 or 4 years.
他和主耶稣呢每天生活在一起，一共呢时间有3到4年。
He understood the truth of God. He knew the Lord Jesus Christ personally. He saw the great miracles he performed. He heard the great truth he taught.
所以呢，在这一段时间里，他亲眼见到主耶稣，他亲耳听见他的教导，他亲自看见所有的神迹啊，他也把神的话呢能够教导给别人啊，这都是他亲身经历的。
And so he wrote and he explains what he wrote and why he wrote what he wrote.
所以他就写下他所看见的，同时呢，他也解释给我们他为什么要写下这些的目的是什么。
He says he selected from all the information that he knew about the Lord Jesus, he selected some signs that Jesus did in order that those signs would help convince people that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God.
所以他说呢，他把耶稣的所行的事呢，选择了一些他所经历的写下来，尤其是中间的一些神迹。那写下来的目的是什么呢？是让我们相信耶稣是基督。
And so the question is, what is the objective that John had when he wrote his part of the Bible?
所以问题就是，目的啊，使徒约翰写他的这部分圣经这卷书的目的，他到底想达成个什么目的？
And his answer is that he selected these stories, he recorded these conversations in order that we might believe the truth of God.
所以他就回答了这个问题，他选择了这些信息、这些对话、这些故事啊，记载下来，记载在约翰福音里，要让我们后人读了可以相信耶稣是基督。
Verse 30 begins with the simple words, many other signs truly did Jesus.
所以在30节说呢，行了许多的神迹。
So, he said, the Lord did many things. Each of these that I have recorded is a sign, like a signpost directing you in a particular direction.
所以他说耶稣行了许多神迹啊，这些神迹呢就像一个指路牌一样啊，指向告诉你啊，你路上要有路牌才能知道去哪啊，这些神迹告诉你耶稣是谁。
When you're traveling in a strange part of the world, you always like to see a road sign that says, over there, that's where you go to get to where you want to go.
所以你在路上去到个陌生的地方，你总是想要路牌嘛，你看见路牌你才知道哦，我要去的地方是这么走的。
And so John says, I've selected these, each of these is a road sign to tell you how you could believe and how you could consequently get eternal life.
所以使徒约翰在这里说，这些神迹就像一个个路牌，告诉你你最终信的是谁啊，你怎么才能够认识他，他是谁。
If you were to read through the Gospel of John that he wrote, you would find that there are 7 major stories in the book, each of which is an important sign to point us to the Lord Jesus.
如果你反回去读整个前面的约翰福音的主体部分呢，你会看见有七个主要的故事，这每一个故事呢都是以一个神迹为主题的。
The signs that he reports are all miraculous signs.
对这些事情呢，发生的事情都是神迹，而且都像一个路牌一样、路标一样，告诉我们耶稣是谁。
They are signs that no one else was able to do in the days that Jesus lived.
对这些显然都是耶稣时代的人他自己不可能做得到的，显然这些事是出于神的。
Consequently, they pointed to the fact that Jesus Christ was God.
所以自然就会得出一个结论，耶稣是神。
Only God could do it.
只有神可以做吗？
It's interesting that with all our scientific progress over the last 2,000 years, we still can't do any of these signs.
那即便今天2000年科学发展过去了，这个记载的这些神迹在我们今天我们还是做不到。
They were miraculous then, and they're still miraculous today. If they were to happen today, we would say, that's a miracle.
那这是在当时是神迹，在今天依然是。如果我们是今天看见这些事，我们依然会说，这事是出于神的。
The other thing about these signs, I guess I should tell you what some of the signs are. Excuse me.
那也许呢，我们可以稍微提几个啊，这个神迹的内容。
He turned water into wine. Took a jug of water, poured it out. It came out water. It went into the glass as wine. Nobody could do it.
那他把水呢变成了酒啊，那倒进缸里的呢是水。最后舀出来的呢却是酒啊，这个是人做不到的。
He spoke to a man who'd never walked for 38 years, and he said to him, "Rise up, pick up your cot, you can go home now."
他对着一个瘫了38年的瘫子说，起来，拿起你的褥子，走吧。
And that's exactly what the man did.
那这就是这个人最后瘫了38年之后他就站起来就走了。
He said to his disciples, I want to feed these people. He took 5 loaves and 2 small fish from a boy's lunch, and from that he multiplied the food to the point where 5,000 men Plus women and children were fed from five few loaves, two fishes, enough to feed one boy.
然后呢他用五个饼两条鱼呢他喂饱了五千个男人和加上妇女儿童更多的人就仅仅以一个小男孩的手里的五个饼两条鱼他不断的让他再增加喂饱了所有人。
He took a man who was born blind, never been able to see, told him to go wash in a pool. The man washed and he could see. Absolutely incredible. Nobody's ever done that.
然后他告诉一个生来瞎眼的瞎子啊，是没有人能医好的，告诉他去一个希洛亚池子洗一下，洗好了呢，那瞎子就能看见了啊，这是没有人能做到的。
There was a man who'd been dead for 4 days.And he went to the graveside and he called him and he said, Lazarus, you come out. And the man who'd been dead 4 days walked out carrying, not carrying, but wearing his grave clothes, but he walked out raised from the dead.
有一个人、他死了四天了、那耶稣去到坟墓口叫拉萨路出来、这个死了四天的拉萨路就从坟墓里出来身上还裹着裹尸布。
Those are the signs that the Lord Jesus did. Those are the signs that John highlighted.
这些呢是耶稣行过的神迹，这也是使徒约翰呢，把他在约翰福音里记载下来的神迹。
Now, interestingly, the structure of John's book, which is all about the Lord Jesus, but the structure of that book is that you get the sign and then you get a discussion, a description, a series of responses to that sign, and then you get a conclusion, what should the response be?
所以很有意思，这个记载的结构呢都是类似的，就是先有一个神迹故事，然后呢就讲到因着这个神迹而来的对话记载下来，然后呢会有一个结论，我们该如何的回应这些神迹。
So the signs are the evidence and the discussion that comes after the signs are a description of the meaning, the significance, the implication of the signs.
那神迹本身是源头是故事然后呢之后的讨论呢是启发我们启示我们关于这些神迹它的意义啊它的目的是什么。
So in general, it makes the book rather easy to understand because it's a simple, this is what happened, this is what it means, this is what people think about it, and obviously this is the implication.
这个会使得我们很容易理解、这个故事是什么，然后含义是什么，我们的结论是什么，这样的一个结构呢，是约翰福音前面一半的这些故事啊。主要的结构。
And of all the things that he could have said, of all the things that he could have referred to, he referred to these in order that the reader might believe our verse says that he might believe that Jesus is the Christ and that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以虽然耶稣行了很多神迹，但是呢，使徒约翰把这些记下来呢。是使得我们相信耶稣是神，是神的圣子。
Many people will tell you about Jesus. They'll tell you that he existed, but they don't always understand precisely who he was and what he is going to do. They say, yes, there's a Jesus, but...
虽然很多人会说、他知道有耶稣，他也相信，但是他并不知道耶稣来做什么，他也不知道耶稣是谁啊，所以这样的信呢，其实就没有意义。
So John says, my objective for you is that you will not only see the sign, but as a result of the sign, you will understand by considering the evidence that Jesus is the Christ.
所以使徒约翰说呢，我不但写这些神迹，可以借着这些神迹，你们可以相信耶稣是基督。
And so the question is, well, who is the Christ? What does the fact that Jesus is the Christ mean?
那谁是基督呢？ 那耶稣是基督，这个话的意思是什么呢？
And the Bible teaching regarding the Christ is very simple. It is that the Christ is the coming King, the coming Messiah, the one who will take this world in all its confusion and distress and establish a kingdom which will be a good kingdom, a righteous kingdom. Jesus is the Christ, the one who is going to set everything right.
对，圣经里讲到，一直预言，这个基督或者说弥赛亚都是一个意思，就是王啊，就是未来要来的，在地上做的做王的那一位。今天的地上是满了各样的沮丧啊，各种的因罪而来的后果。所以呢，要来的这个王会使得这一切得到扭转。所以耶稣要来啊，就这个王要来。那谁是这个王呢？耶稣就是这个要来的预言要来的做王的这一位。
But the way he's going to set everything right is also very important.
那他使得一切都变得好，从最终变好的方式呢，也是非常重要的。
He will either destroy his enemies, or his enemies will be persuaded to trust him and join his kingdom.
他或者来消灭他的仇敌，或者呢，使得这些仇敌被劝告，能够悔改，加入他的国度。
So it's all very, very important.
所以这些都是非常非常重要的。
So the question though, from this perspective is, if John provides us with facts, and if he provides us with analysis of those facts, is the evidence he presents credible? Is the evidence he presents, sufficient is the word I want.
所以如果使徒约翰呢讲了这些信息这些故事又讲了因着故事而来的这些对话那我们的问题是这些够不够啊是不是足够啊是不是可信的
It is advisable that what a man believes be based on evidence.
所以我们都知道呢，一个人相信的是需要证据的嘛，对吧？
You wouldn't want to take your money and invest it somewhere if there was no evidence that that was a good place to invest it.
就比方说，你不会把你的钱财呢去投到一个方向，其实你根本不知道这个方向是不是可靠的啊，你肯定是。做过分析知道有证据你才敢投的。
There are a lot of people who've lost a lot of money because they invested in spite of the evidence. They invested without checking the evidence. They invested contrary to the evidence.
那有许多人呢可能就投去的方向就是即便是这些证据啊他完全就是不支持啊，那他还是去投，或者说他甘愿完全没有看这些证据，他也去投。
You and I all rightly say, show me the evidence, please.
我们也会说呢，你要我相信呢，给我看一些证据。
So I spoke to a man a week ago, and I said to this man, "Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?"
那我几个星期前呢跟一个人聊我说你相信主耶稣基督吗
He said, no, I'm an agnostic.
那他说我不相信我是一个不可知论者。
I said, well, why don't you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
那我说你为什么不相信主耶稣基督呢
He said, well, I've read other religions too. I've studied here and there, and frankly, there isn't enough evidence for the Lord Jesus Christ.To satisfy me, so I don't believe.
他说我也研究过其他一些宗教，坦率说呢，没有什么，包括基督呢，让我有足够的证据去相信。
And then, as we were talking, he showed me a good luck charm that he has in his car.
然后在他们聊的时候呢，这个人就给这个 Harold 让他看了一下这个人车里的一个幸运符吧，可能是。
He said to me, you know, my daughter gave me that good luck charm, and I believe that it's just going to protect me. I'm very happy. I keep it in the car all the time. It's a good thing for me to have.
他说这是我女儿送给我的，说是给我带来好运的。他说我相信，所以我就把它放在我的车里了。
So the question, of course, is, what is the evidence that a good luck charm will work?
问题就是这个幸运符能有效，也有证据吗？
He basically said there's more evidence for my good luck charm from my daughter to work than there would be for Jesus Christ being who he said he was.
所以他的逻辑相当于呢，他女儿送他的这个幸运符呢，更有效，甚至这个的证据会比相信耶稣基督是真的证据还大。这个是很可笑的一个事实。
Now the fact is he doesn't know the first thing about evidence or doesn't care. He's decided he's not going to believe Jesus, and that's the problem.
所以他的问题根本不在乎有没有证据，因为他就是不愿意信，他愿意信的他就信了，不愿意信的他就不信了。
A few months ago we spoke to a woman who's a very successful businesswoman.
他曾经也和一个很成功的商人啊，一个女性聊过。
She's made a lot of money, and she's highly respected.
他呢做赚了很多钱，也很受人尊敬。
We asked her whether she believes in Jesus Christ.
然后 Harold 问他，你相不相信耶稣基督呢？
She said no.
他说不相信。
We said, well, what do you believe? What's going to happen to you after you die?
那我们就是问他呢，那你相信什么呢？你死了以后，你觉得会发生什么呢？
He said, well, I'm going to come back as a tree.
他说呢，我会再回来变成一棵树。
What?
他说什么？
What is the evidence that you're going to come back as a tree?
那你回来变成一棵树有什么证据吗？
Now John says, hang on a minute, I'm going to give you the signs.And we're going to analyze those signs, and all of them will prove that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And frankly, if we don't believe it, on Judgment Day, Jesus is going to say, show me your evidence.
所以使徒约翰在这说呢，我要给你神迹，给你路牌啊，让你相信耶稣就是王啊，就是基督啊。所以当我们最后不去见面见他的时候呢，他是审判主，耶稣会问，那你们的证据是什么呢？你们若不相信，你们有什么证据？
I've told you before that I've lived a long time, spoken to a lot of people. I've never found anybody with convincing or even attempting convincing evidence that Jesus Christ is not the Christ, the Son of God. I've never found it. People don't do that.
所以他说他活得足够长啊，他活着一辈子没有碰到过任何一个人能够给出足够令人信服的证据，说耶稣不是基督啊，没有人这么做得到。
I spoke to a man on Wednesday evening. I said to him, Sebastian, tell us, how did your father become a Christian?
他星期三晚上呢，他就和Sebastian 说，他说你来跟我们讲一讲啊，你父亲是怎么成为基督徒的。
He said, well, this is the short story. He said, my mother became a Christian.
然后他说这个故事很简单，就是我母亲呢先信主了，成为基督徒了。
And then he said, she said to my father, would you like to become a Christian too?
然后他母亲就问他的父亲，你也想相信耶稣成为基督徒吗？
And he said, no, I'm an atheist.
然后他父亲说，不，我是一个无神论者。
She said, well, would you be willing to read the Bible with me?
然后他母亲问他父亲，你愿不愿意跟我一起读圣经呢？
He thought, well, that's maybe a good idea. If I read the Bible with her, I can show her where it's all wrong. She won't become a Christian anymore, and I'll be justified.
然后他父亲也同意了。为什么呢？因为他觉得这是个好主意啊。那我也去读，读的时候呢，就能知道这圣经是错的。就可以让我太太不要再信了。
So he said, all right, I'll read the Bible to you and I'll show you where it's wrong.
所以他父亲就同意，他觉得我跟你一起读圣经，然后呢，我来告诉你圣经为什么错了。
He read the Bible, he looked at the evidence, and he became a Christian.
然后呢，他自己读了圣经，他也看了这些证据，所以他父亲自己读圣经读着信了。
And that has happened, obviously, over and over and over again, countless times since the days of the Lord Jesus Christ. You expose yourself to the evidence is credible, the evidence is convicting, and the evidence is compelling.
所以这样的事发生一遍又一遍呢，从耶稣来到现在，因为所有这些证据呢都是令人信服的，都是不可回避的啊。
It's interesting, in the book of John, you'll find that as the signs are presented, the response to the signs very quickly becomes clear.
所以这些神迹都是真，信号都是真的，证据都是真的，所以我们回应呢也需要。
Turn to the book of John chapter 5.
我们来看约翰福音的第五章。
And, just see if I can find that particular verse here. Verse 16. John chapter 5 and verse 16.
约翰福音五章的十六节。
This is the story of the man who had never walked, 38 years old, and he'd never walked, and Jesus said to him, get up, carry your cart, and you'll go home. And that's exactly what the man did. Healed instantly from paralysis and enabled to walk instantly.
那约翰福音五章前面的这个神迹呢，是在讲耶稣让一个瘫了38年的瘫子，告诉他你们起来拿起你的褥子就走吧，所以立刻这个瘫子就得医治了，拿着褥子就走了。所以这个故事呢，在16节之前就已经发生了。
Frankly, that's pretty compelling evidence.
也这是一个非常令人不可回避的这个证据啊。
And so verse 16 says, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day.
16节，所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。
That's an amazing reaction to absolutely compelling evidence that Jesus Christ was what he said he was. He did what only God can do. They said, we'll kill you.
所以这是一个非常奇怪的事，因为在这之前耶稣所行的这神迹是如此的不可回避啊，令人信服，因为这事只有神能做。但是呢，犹太人看见却说我要杀了他。
And this is a foreshadowing, if you like, of the ultimate conclusion that comes when you're confronted with Jesus.
所以这个是一样预言了啊，就最后呢，当每一个人在耶稣的真理啊所光照下呢，所要做的回应。
Either you have to believe him, or you have to destroy him. Those are the alternatives.
那就意味着你或者相信耶稣，你或者要毁灭他。人做这两个选择。
You can't deny the evidence.
因为你无法回避啊，这就是证据，因为这证据太强烈了。
The person who says, I will not follow him as Lord, I will not do what he wants to do, you only have one alternative. All the evidence says you're wrong, and therefore, kill him.
所以我们或者说呢，所有这些都证明耶稣是真的，或者说呢，我们最终就会和这些犹太人一样，要选择杀了他。
And that is why shortly after 3 years, when the Lord Jesus started his ministry and his miracles, they did kill him. They saw enough evidence to prove that he was what he said he was. They said, we won't serve him, therefore let's kill him.
所以在 这也是为什么在当时主耶稣在地上行神迹传道三年半之后犹太人就杀了他，因为呢这些证据完全的证明了耶稣就是基督，但是他们说我们不要，我们要杀了他。
I've met, you probably met many people in life who say, I've stopped looking at the evidence because I don't believe in Jesus. Why did they stop looking at the evidence? Jesus said they stopped looking at the evidence because they choose darkness rather than light.
一样的，在我们今天会有人看见这些证据呢，也转身我不要再去寻求，或者说我在看这些证据那就如同耶稣所说的，那他们不选择光明，选择黑暗。
So again, the theme is simple. Here's the sign, here's the evidence. This is what that evidence means. And John often goes for many, many verses in the Bible to discuss the evidence and its implications. And then the question is, what will my response be?
所以这个结构呢，在约翰福音里，先是一个神迹，不可回避的强烈的证据，然后呢，这神迹所带来的讨论和亮光和启示都讲出来了。最后呢，我们要有一个结论，结论是什么呢？我的选择，我到底是要吗？我还是就像犹太人这样，最终我要选择杀了他。
So a bit of an illustration of that in John chapter 3 and verse 36.
再看一段解释在约翰福音的三章。
The story is to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you've got to be born again. Your religion will not save you, Nicodemus. Your good works will not save you. You have to believe in the Lord Jesus for your salvation.
这个故事我们都很熟悉，在讲尼哥底母，神对耶稣对尼哥底母说，你的宗教你的知识不能够救你你要相信耶稣基督才能重生。
So the wonderful summary of the truth is in John 3:16, which says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the presentation of the facts. That's the analysis of them.
所以总结呢，就是在三章十六节神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。前面是故事，然后呢，三章十六节开始呢，就在讲总结，就在讲关于这真理这个故事证据的启示是什么。
And so the rest of the chapter analyzes these truths, and you get to verse 36. Here's the conclusion.
然后呢，在三章后面的部分呢，就是一样的，还是在分析总结这个故事所启示的亮光。然后到三章的三十六节呢，会得出一个结论。
He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. There's the evidence.You agree with the evidence, you believe on the Son, you end up with everlasting life.
三章三十六节三章三十六节的前半段说呢，信子的人有永生，所以现在有证据，证据而来的启示呢，也都告诉你们了，那你要做个选择，相信的就有永生。
But if you don't believe because you reject the evidence,The verse goes on and says, He that does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
John's theme, here's the sign, here's the evidence, here's the meaning and the conclusion. It's you either receive the evidence and agree,or you disagree, but if you disagree, God's judgment must be on you.
所以这就是使徒约翰说的，这是故事，故事之后呢，因着这故事而来的启示，亮光，最后你要做一个选择，有一个结论，信的有永生，不信的有神的。
In John chapter 5, we get the story. of the man who had never walked for 38 years, and he ends up being healed. And the question in the discussion that follows is in verse 22.
那约翰福音五章也是一样，前面半段呢是一个瘫了38年的瘫子所发生的神迹，然后后面所引出来的真理的讨论是什么呢？就是五章的22节。
Jesus said, the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, which is Jesus, that all men should honor the Son, even Jesus, just as they honor the Father. He that does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
约翰福音五章二十二节，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子，叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
Why is the evidence important?
那为什么这些证据很重要呢？
Because judgment day is coming.
因为审判的日子快来了。
And what do you think about judgment day? Well, you say, yikes, I don't want to go into the courtroom. I don't want to stand before the judge.
人会怎么想审判呢？没有人会去愿意面对审判的，人都会说我不想进去。
Who will be the judge?
谁会是审判主呢？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Wow. So why did they go about to kill Jesus?
为什么他们要去杀了耶稣呢？
They basically said, if he's going to be the judge and I don't intend to follow his rules, we'd better kill him. There's no alternative. I can't deny who he is.But I could kill him, and if I kill him, I can get rid of him.
如果他是审判主，我也不愿意信他，我只能杀了他。我杀了他呢，就表面看就没有审判主了，我就不需要再去想这事了。
And of course, they were very distressed when he rose from the dead.
对，当这些人看见耶稣从死里，知道他从死里复活之后啊，这些人是很沮丧的。
How do you feel?When you say, Jesus is going to be the judge, therefore I'll kill him.
如果你说耶稣会是审判主，但是我要把他杀了。
And you succeed, and he dies, and then he rises again.
你的确把他杀了，然后他死了，埋了，但三天后又复活了。
And he says to you now, we had an appointment for judgment day, so I'm not dead like you thought I was going to be dead. Let's go, we'll go ahead with the judgment. And so you stand before him on judgment day, and he says, excuse me, why did you kill me?
那我们想一想啊，那如果是这样的话呢，我们最终见到在审判日见到审判主的时候，审判主会怎么说呢？你为什么要杀我呢？
Do you think there's going to be some pretty embarrassed,some pretty distressed people on judgment day when Jesus says, excuse me, why did you kill me?
那我们会不会有这样很糟糕的时刻，那在审判日的时候，审判主问我，你为什么要杀我？
As a matter of fact, use your brains, mister. You would say to somebody, if you're going to go kill somebody, go kill somebody, but don't kill the judge.Who's going to rise again and judge you anyway? Don't do that. That is not wise.
对，我们即便你要在地上杀任何人呢，你也不会起心要去杀一个复活的审判主啊，因为最终他会是那审判全地的那一位。
All right, let's just finish off with a verse or two at the end of chapter 12.
再来看几节经文，在约翰福音十二章的最后。
And at the end of chapter 12, Jesus has, John has presented much evidence and much valid argument, and then he summarizes the words of the Lord Jesus.
约翰福音十二章呢，也有很多的有证据，也有很多的讨论，最后呢，他会有个总结。
Verse 48.
那就是四十八节，十二章四十八节。
He says, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has one who judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in that last day.
约翰福音十二章四十八节，弃绝我，不领受我话的人有审判他的，就是我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
So two things are important on Judgment Day. Number one, what Jesus said, and he's the judge.
两件事在审判日很重要。第一呢，耶稣说了什么？他是审判主。
On Judgment Day, this is the book that's going to do the judging.
所以呢，在审判日的时候，他说的话就这本书，这本书，圣经，神的道会审判我们。
And the other issue on Judgment Day is what the individual who's being judged did in the light of what the law that Jesus gave said. Those are the only two issues on Judgment Day.
还有就是这个人被审判的人啊，在神的道神给出来的命令的里面他是怎么做的啊，他要为他的行为负责。
God will not be introducing new laws.New plans, new ideas on Judgment Day, he'll go right back to basics.
神不会在审判日呢又给你拿出一套新的律法、新的命令，他会把圣经里讲的再拿出来。
Well, the time says that our time is gone.
我们时间差不多了。
John chapter 5 and verse 24 says this, He who hears my word,And believes on the God who sent me has everlasting life.
约翰福音五章的二十四节说呢，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
What is the message of the Bible? The best news you've ever had. God will deliver you from judgment, and he will give you eternal life, and all you have to do is acknowledge him and believe him and admit that he's right and you're wrong.
那圣经告诉我们什么呢？就是个好消息啊！要承认我们是错的，他是对的啊！神要把我们从那最终那末日的审判里要救出来，信耶稣的就得永生。
Let's pray and then we'll turn it back to law.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that the evidence is clear and solid and dependable. Lord, may we all say, I choose to believe the evidence.
主啊，谢谢您，因为这些证据非常清楚，非常扎实，也无可回避。求您使我们说，我愿意相信。
And we know, Lord, that that implies that we've got to say, sin is wrong.I want to follow Jesus.
这些就意味着我要承认啊，罪是错的，我要跟从耶稣。
So give us, we pray, the wisdom and the boldness to turn from sin and choose the Savior.
求您给我们智慧和力量啊，能够转离罪，选择救主。
We thank you for the truth of God. We thank you for the evidence. We thank you for Jesus.
谢谢您为了圣经，为了这证据，也为了耶稣。
We offer our thanks and prayers in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩和祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.